Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we continue on a 95-degree day here in Green Tree. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Bob Pompiani, Joe Starkey, Austin Bechtold, and we went over T.J. McConnell and what was a good third quarter again for him last night. He did not have enough. There were too many turnovers, and that was the story of the game, and the Pacers end up losing, even though it was a dramatic run. And now they go through an offseason, which could lead to all sorts of changes, not just there but in other places. It's sort of like the NHL. You know, you look at some of these teams here that have gone through that process and have fallen short, Austin, and what happens? Well, there's going to be changes. And there are going to be a lot of teams that have new players. There are big names on the market, and I wonder if the Penguins would be interested, given where they are with a new coach and sort of a rebuild mentality, even though they're not saying that. I wonder if they're interested in making some big-time player acquisitions in free agency, like Mitch Marner, who I hope they don't get. But there are a lot of people who say, hey, he's available. Would you do anything like that, or would you just try to develop from within at this point?
Well, other than being paid, what, $10 million, Bob, why would Mitch Marner want to come here?
Because play with Sidney Crosby.
Okay, that's great, but, I mean, are you going to win? Like, what are the priorities? I'm sure it would be awesome for some guys, especially guys that have grown up watching Sid, to play with Sid, to have that opportunity to play with him in Geno's final year, and I don't know how much goes into that with Letang either, but I don't think that that is a huge sticking point anymore. It was when the Penguins were competitive, but now I think it's just another feather in their cap. If you're going to sign a long-term 6-year extension here, you want to know that you're going to win at some point in that extension and not in like the 5th or 6th year.
No, that's true, and that's why I don't think that'll happen. But there are names that are, you know, thrown around, like who will end up here, what are they looking at in free agency? And for me, I'd be looking to just continue to use the draft picks to build. I would try to make trades that would acquire some other younger players and just try to start that whole process.
Would you trade Brian Rust?
If I got a good enough deal, yes, I would.
Would you trade? I saw something that said that Brian Rust, Eric Karlsson, Ryan Graves are available for the right price.
All the ones that nobody was going to want.
For the right price.
No, you'd have to have a deal like, even though the Karlsson thing's not worked out the way most people thought, you'd have to have a deal like that where you would be trying to move some contract in order, you know, to acquire something but also get rid of something. So I think that's going to be one of the things to watch out for. I just think it's going to be one of those years. It's going to be very difficult for the Penguins to be in a position to make the playoffs. I think they'll, you know, show some spurts that they can. Their power play, you know, will probably try to carry them, but the goaltending still is a really big issue. And there are a lot of teams that have fallen in this, and I wonder if there's a team out there that would be interested in Tristan Jarry.
Oh, boy.
He's still around, and they still owe him. And what do they do? Go into the season with him in goal?
I hope not. No, I hope not. I hope it's Blomqvist, and then
but even
you
those
see
young
what the
guys,
kid in the AHL is going to be able to do for you.
But he's also not ready.
He no,
can
he's
be
not.
Like a Blomqvist comes up and finds out he's not ready yet. They're talented kids. Miroshov's the guy who can actually, you know, develop into that guy. But I don't know that would happen this year, and I wouldn't want to put him in that position if he's not ready. So they have a lot to do. Did you see the Florida Panther victory parade, by the way?
I did.
Down in South Beach.
How many people were there? They tweeted out the Florida Panthers have no fans in a video of the fans that were there at the
Elbow
Room.
People. But I was more interested in what was going on with Brad Marchand and how he kind of just – he was at every party. I think he's been in a constant state of drunk. Have you seen him?
I mean, no,
he's on
I
his Instagram story. On his Instagram story, he's been keeping everybody posted. He was being crowd surfed.
That's great. I mean, if you're going to win it, go all out, celebrate.
I often wonder though, if you are about to be crowd surfed, do you have to keep your wallet in your pants? Are you aware of where your keys are and where everything is that you may lose?
Oh, that's a great point. You might need an assistant to make sure that
have
they have
you ever
your
done
keys.
That?
Have I ever crowd surfed?
Yeah.
No, I have not. Should I explore crowd surfing? Where would be the best place to crowd surf?
You'd have to go to some bar that has a lot of people and some live performances. You're
It'd
young enough. There are some places here you can go to.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think there are places around here that'll let you just randomly crowd surf?
I mean, you could set it up that way. I don't know. maybe people will be so amazed to have you in the building that they say, guess who's
Joe,
here?
You've been gone for 5 minutes.
And the next thing, we're talking about crowd.
And he's eating banana bread.
We're talking about crowd surfing like Brad Marchand did the other day. Did you see him crowd surf?
Yeah.
What did you think? Well, my question is, when you know that's about to happen, although he seemed to be very intoxicated, would you be aware that your wallet's in your pants, your keys are in your pants, and they may come out and you may never find where they are?
I wouldn't have those things in my pants at that time. Remember Paul Amalo at the Super Bowl parade? Same thing.
But I mean, would you?
Okay, I would trust people in that situation.
You would?
Yep. No, I wouldn't.
You would need zipper pockets, Bob. You would need to put them in your pockets and zipper it up.
Can they do a three-peat? We asked this question about the Penguins not too long ago.
Of course they can. Didn't I read somewhere where he's definitely coming back? Was that correct or no?
Yes, but they also have some other guys who probably want to come back who are going to want a lot of money too.
They'll be okay, but it takes so much to repeat in that sport.
Luck's a big part of it.
I wouldn't bet on them to win three in a row, but they're going to be in the mix. I don't think that's an
outrageous
prediction.
And then what do you do if you're Connor McDavid with 1 year left on a deal? Does he have to tell them his intentions? Do they want an answer before
I think it's only right for him to tell them his intentions, but his intentions might be, I'm going to do whatever the blank I want, and I want to play out my time here and go to free agency. And then you're really screwed if you're the Oilers, because you come back and you say, well, if you're not going to be here and not sign, then we need to try to recoup for this franchise everything we can get for you.
No movement trade. He can dictate exactly, which limits you again as a general manager.
That's what I'm saying, man.
So how do you think it all ends out with him? I still think he's going to sign and stay in Edmonton.
I think he's going to tell all of Edmonton, I love you. I love it here. I've been here 10 years or 11, whatever it is. It's been a long time for a 28 or 29-year-old guy. And he's going to say, let's all give it one more shot, and then I'm going to hit the open market. And I think people will, by and large, be okay with that. But that's too bad for them, because they're not going to get all those assets back.
Right. So
that's what I think. What do you think?
I think he's going to sign there. I do think he's going to get. I mean, he's already, money's not an issue with him. He has to believe that they're committed to bringing in the right answers for them in goal, mostly. And if I'm him, I'm going to say to them, my intention right now is to play out this year and see what happens, but you can make my decision a little bit better by fixing our problems. And I think goaltending's a big problem for them. They need better goaltending.
Well, here's the latest from Pierre LeBrun. There's a good chance McDavid will sign a shorter deal instead of the 8-year max. Whether it's 2 or 3, 5 or 6, time will tell. He's still only 28, so a 3-year deal puts him back in an unrestricted free agent leverage position at 31 while he's still in his prime. Maybe that does make the most sense. Instead of signing one of those lifetime deals to just sign a 3-year deal. You know what I mean? And then he still has a giant contract.
Because they still have a good enough team. They just need a few more pieces, again, specifically goaltending.
Yeah.
And I think they could win Stanley Cups.
What else did you guys?
They've been to the finals the last 2 years. So.
What else did you guys talk about while I was gone, Bob?
Just this, basically.
I had to have a chat with the boss. I'm sorry.
I noticed you were doing that, yes. Were you talking about me?
A little bit. Yeah, okay. You've been underperforming today.
Yeah, I figured you were doing that.
Yeah. We both agreed on.
That's fine.
And you have to pick up your game a little bit. The Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right. The Steelers' offseason moves are complete, pretty much. The draft, free agency, trades, everything has happened. What do we think of this team compared to, let's say, the team that finished off that horrific playoff game in Baltimore? That topic came up on the morning show today, did it not, City Limits?
It indeed did, and Mark Cabali was one of the main guys that was discussing it. And there are two different clips that I have for you here, Joe. The first one here is the report of what was going on at the coaching position to try to improve the team.
Tim Benz?
Yeah.
He said he doesn't think the Steelers changed enough this offseason.
What do you want him to change?
Probably head coach.
Yeah.
If I had to guess is what he boiled it down to. You change everything else, but if the head coach is still the same, then it's going to be the same result, which I guess I wouldn't disagree with.
You can't.
But they got 10 out of 22 starters different.
Yeah, you can't say about players because they've turned that roster over probably 40-45% easily. They've added people, got rid of people. Coaching staff was, what, one maybe? Maybe that's what you're talking about. I don't know what else unless.
When the quarterback changes, even if it's just the quarterback, that's a huge change.
It's the entire quarterback room again.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost the entire running back room again. Not again, but another running back room other than Jaylen Warren. Everybody's going to be different.
I agree with Benzie here. I mean, it's one thing to have some personnel change, but are you really radically changing the kind of personnel? Like, let me start out with some yes or no questions for you, Bob, about how much the Steelers have actually changed. Is the head coach the same?
Yes.
Is the offensive coordinator the same?
Yes.
Defensive coordinator the same?
Yes.
GM the same?
Yes.
And how about defensively? Are most of the starters the same guys as last year, aside from replacing one vet corner with another and one vet defensive lineman with a rookie?
I think, though, that's a decent thing because I think a lot of these players, especially the inside linebackers, are going to be deeper and better. I think that helps them. So I think this defense still, yeah, they have a lot of the same players back, but I do think they have some younger players who are about to make their mark and move in a direction that can be contributory on a regular basis.
Okay. I don't see a radically changed defense personnel-wise. Offense, there's some different pieces, but again, it's who did you replace whom with whom? I see Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. I just look at their numbers from the past couple of years. They're basically the same guy to me. They're the same guy to me. George Pickens and DK Metcalf. Is there a giant difference there? Not to me. Broderick Jones and Dan Moore. Will there be a giant difference there? I hope there is, but I'm not betting on it. And then probably Najee and Caleb Johnson. So, yeah, there's been a lot of turnover, but it has it been turnover that moves to radically different players? Not in my opinion.
The only thing I'll say, when you do change quarterbacks as often as they have, and you bring in this guy this year, if things go well, and I keep saying that, it has to go well. You have to have your tackles, both of whom you just mentioned, Fatanu and also Broderick Jones, they have to be good. And if they're not good, it doesn't matter who's back there. I remember
Fatanu's another. You're right. Fatanu is in for Jones, basically, Jones is in for Moore.
Right. They've switched those two around. I still think that's where it comes down and that's where it starts. I think if Aaron Rodgers, as much as I believe they should have tried harder for Justin Fields, I've said it 100 times, I think now that he's here, if he has the kind of protection and it seems to me that they are more willing to adapt playbooks or allow him to have his, you know, fingerprints on this playbook.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And they won't limit him the way they limited their previous quarterbacks over the last 4 years. I think you can see some things that can change there. I do. I still think they can be a better offense and a more efficient offense, especially early in games when they haven't done it.
Is this a better team than the one that left Baltimore humiliated that night? Do you think so, Bob?
Potentially, yes, but likely pretty much the same unless things change in how they approach some. I'll go back to defense. Schematically, they got to change some things. They got to be more aggressive in order to make the players they have look like the players they have in terms of being playmakers. If you're more aggressive and do them, they did not blitz enough for me. I want to see more of that. I want to see different kind of blitzes from different areas to confuse players and confuse quarterbacks. If you do that, you have guys like Minkah Fitzpatrick who can become more of a playmaker, make the kind of plays you want. Peyton Wilson's a guy who can do that as well. I think Patrick Queen in year two can be very efficient in that department. But they can't just sit back and play the same kind of defense. It's got to have more ripples, more new nuances to it, which is why I think you'll see that in offense. I think they're going to give Aaron Rodgers his time to do what he wants in that playbook. It'll be a different playbook.
So without knowing, because none of us know, because we haven't seen it yet, are you convinced this is a better team than the one that left Baltimore, yes or no?
Again, I'll have to say yes based on what my expectations are with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Yes or no, Limits, better team than the one that left Baltimore?
Yes, slightly, but yes. I feel better about corner somewhat, but I didn't feel good about corner last year either. I feel better at quarterback, and I have questions at wide receiver still and running back. So slightly, but you know, it's not a glowing endorsement.
Would you be surprised, any of you two here, that they would become a better, like a 12-win team? Would you be surprised?
I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't think they're a better team than the one that left Baltimore. I don't. I think they've replaced one corner with a vet who's coming in here that I'm not convinced on in Darius Slay. No interceptions for the first time since his rookie year. Slot, you're going to replace Cam Sutton. If you told me you'd replace him with Limits, I'd say slight improvement at least. With Beanie Bishop, I think. And then Larry Ogunjobi with your first round draft pick, Bob, and he better be good right off the bat. Yes?
Yes. I mean, he has to be immediate. He has to do what Zach Frazier did last year. Come in, take a position that's a big position, and make it your own.
So potentially I could see some improvement, although Ogunjobi was good in some games, but Derek Harmon needs to be good right off the bat, and that's not easy for a rookie to be. And then the rest, I guess I see kind of the same. I think Peyton Wilson's a bit of a wild card. If he could come in and be a really good player, there's a chance for the defense to be better. But here's the thing that counterbalances maybe some of that youth coming in and being good is age and attrition. Do you think Cam Hayward is going to come back and play at a first-team all-pro level again?
I would say probably not, but I wouldn't doubt him. I mean, he's still, you know, given his success once he became 30 and beyond, has been incredible, really, for that position. So I wouldn't doubt him, but my expectation would be at some point that the production is going to drop off.
And then offensively, I'm keeping an open mind there, too, especially with the tackles. I want to see Fatanu and Broderick Jones and how that plays out. But unlike you guys, I'm not convinced that the quarterback is better, Bob. I'm not.
My daughter just brought my phone in. She must have gone
home. This is incredible. This is a miracle,
oh,
Bob.
Thank you, Selena.
Selena, why don't you say hello? Turn on that little mic right there.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, your dad was absolute. He was flummoxed.
Hello, everybody.
Without his phone. Hello.
<I was. laughs>
He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Luckily, I dropped my little Sonny off at my parents. I have a doctor's appointment downstairs in this building, so I was able to bring the phone.
See?
What a wonderful daughter.
Honestly, though, I didn't worry about it once I knew it was not here.
Selena, I have a question. I don't want to make you late.
Yes, Joe. Oh, no, I'm good. It's not until 1.
My daughter's 16 and has basically stopped talking to us as her parents.
No.
There's been a little bit of rebellion.
No.
Did this happen with you, and do they come back around? I'm told that they come back around.
Yes.
I can't remember. Did it happen with me? Probably.
A little bit. I remember when you decided to cut your hair when we told you not to do it, and there was some that sort of thing. We talked about hair cutting
those
earlier.
Things happened all the time. Oh, boy. Yeah. And
I'm a nervous wreck all the time.
Chelsea
right
was
now.
The better listener, I think. We both came around, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at us now.
Oh, my God. I would be so proud.
We're entrenched with family. We
really?
Can do everything together. So, yeah, that's
yeah?
a good thing.
I remember really after, like during college and after college, Chelsea and I always wanted to hang around. And now we're always together.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's fun.
I
we don't like to hang out with
her.
Anyone else.
Yeah, oh,
that's great.
You know, she has you
she
wrapped
will.
Around your finger.
She
you're
does, of course. It's just a little rough patch here.
It is
I hope,
rough.
Bob.
No, it's fine.
It'll be okay, Joe.
Sonny's going through a rough patch, too. He's 1 minute he wants to be with me. The next, he wants nothing to do
well,
with
he's
me.
Yeah. Not yet 2 years old. There's a lot of that going on. So
terrible twos.
And now she has another one coming in November. So
congratulations.
We're very happy.
Yeah,
thank you. Well, this we haven't really told many people. We'll tell you here. We're going to name him Bo.
I love that
Sonny
name.
Sonny and Bo.
How about that?
B-O or
no,
B-E-A-U?
B-E-A-U.
Yeah. I
Bo
love it.
Thomas.
Oh, like
absolutely love
Bo
it.
Bo Thomas Matheson. There you go. Professional golfer. I'm going to make sure they get into golf. Believe me on
oh,
that.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Well,
thanks
have
the,
a great show.
Thank you,
for
Selena.
The help me out with this. Now I can
you
at least get some
it.
Business done.
Bye, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Selena. I'll see you later. Good luck with everything.
Okay.
What wonderful daughters you have, Bob.
Well, my wife had made that happen. I was just there. I did the best I could as a father. No, we were always around. See you, Selena. But, yeah, my wife was great. It's all about how much time. You know how this works.
What you put in, you get
parents,
out, I guess?
Yeah, your parents are the key to everything. If you have good parents and they work hard and want to be there and be involved in everything, ultimately everything goes well. So we're lucky that way.
You are.
But I credit my wife with all of that.
All right, Bob. Where were we?
She'll come around. Don't worry.
I hope so. With the Steelers. Well, unlike you guys, I don't think there's an upgrade at quarterback. I guess that'll, you know, we could sit here and analyze this stuff to death for the next 10 hours. If the quarterback is significantly better, they're going to be better. And if he's not, they won't be.
Right, absolutely.
That's what I believe.
But this is another new quarterback for another new season. And next year, we'll probably be going down this road again with somebody else in mind. So I'm just going to be curious. You know, a lot of people have had great things to say about Will Howard in that mini camp. But you know he's not going to play at all.
Everybody I talk to wants to talk about Will Howard, I swear. You know, yeah. You see people on the street. I got my hair cut today. It was a woman from Ohio. All she wanted to talk about was Will Howard. People are obsessed with this guy, Bob. The last six, I don't ever remember a six-round Steelers pick where it, well, it makes sense because he was a national championship quarterback, mm-hmm. and they need a quarterback. So people are just obsessed with this guy. Have you found that?
Yes. Well, he's a good kid, you know. I had a chance to talk to him a couple of weeks ago, and just he's so into being in Pittsburgh. He really is. And I think being a captain of a national championship team has made people think that he and Jack Sawyer both can be guys who can move quickly through and into prominent roles. But how do you do that if you're a quarterback? Jack Sawyer will get some playing time. He probably won't unless it's the preseason.
Yeah.
You know, and unless there's injuries involved and everything else. So it's probably going to be a year of learning, which is good. There was a time when that was mandated of rookie quarterbacks coming in. You don't play. You're going to learn. Your first year is just sitting here trying to figure it out, and we'll get to you in year two.
Jalen Ramsey is out there for the taking. Let's see if the Steelers are on his list of teams.
Would you have
like
taken Jair Alexander?
Talk about that as well, Bob. Maybe coming up.
That contract seemed pretty nice. 1 year, $6
million.
Man, I'll
say.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bob, you just told me something absolutely incredible. As I was going over concerts coming to Pittsburgh this summer and fall, and I invited you to go to the Alice Cooper, Judas Priest, Corrosion of Conformity concert at the Pavilion.
What a name.
on October 1st. That should be the day of the Pirates' first playoff game, so there might be a conflict. You tell me Alice Cooper is a good golfer?
Really good golfer. Like, of all the people who I think perform at that level, he may be the best golfer of them all.
Limits, what do you make of this, and what has you cracking up back there?
Well, I was just putting out our social video for the day about the games that we were talking about, and I realized that on the Catch 21 TV show, I botched the entire cast name. I called the host, Alfonso Ribeiro, I think it is Ribeiro, and I called the lady Mindy. Her name is actually Mickey.
And the texters are all over you?
No, I'm just all over myself looking at it right now.
You haven't posted it yet.
When I post the video out there, I'm going to probably get ripped by the Catch 21 fans out there.
What do you make of Bob telling us Alice Cooper is actually a great golfer?
I think that this is Joe trying to find a way to be invited to golf with Alice Cooper.
I don't want to golf with Alice.
That would be fun.
I would, but Bob, I never knew. You don't picture Alice Cooper on a golf course. Does he wear?
I don't.
Alice Cooper, the rock musician, is also an avid golfer. He's known for his high energy stage performances, but off stage, he's a dedicated golfer with a 4 handicap.
What?
Wow.
He's been playing golf for decades, even credited it with helping him overcome alcohol addiction. Where most people become alcohol addicted because of golf, it's helped him overcome it. He plays 6 days a week, even while touring. So I guarantee you, if he's in Pittsburgh for any length of time, he will make the call to Oakmont. He will make the call to Neverwood. He will make the call to any course he can get on, he'll be playing.
Wow. Well, I'm going to name a concert. You guys tell me if this interests you. Just a simple yes or no.
Please.
October 15th, the Violent Femmes at Stage AE, Bob.
No. I don't even know. That
too much violence for me, Bob.
There's enough violence every day. I don't need to go to a concert that has violence in the name.
I wanted to go to the Megan Maroney concert, but I was away.
You know, I got to tell you about that.
Were you there?
Megan Maroney? Yes.
Well, we did. Stanley Marks had a great dinner. He does. It's his 10th anniversary of raising money for blood cancer patients and research. And I MC it every year and saw Colin Dunlap and his wonderful daughter, Darren, there, who's been a cancer survivor from a young age, and so many others who have great stories. But from that event, we wanted to go down to Hyde Park for a drink afterwards, my wife and I. And so I couldn't believe the amount of Megan Maroney people outside of the venue. This reminded me of Taylor Swift, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw the videos.
When you have 70,000 people inside, but then outside, there's all these young ladies, you know, in the grass just listening to the music. Stage AE got a little bit, they did a good thing. They signed Megan Maroney before she was as popular as she is right now. And as a result, they're committed to play that venue where probably she could be in PNC Park.
Yeah, she could play PNC. Yeah.
But then I couldn't believe how many, it took us forever to get like half a mile down the road.
Would I have fit in, Bob, with this crowd, or would I have stuck out like a sore thumb if I went to the Megan Maroney concert?
Yes.
I think she has really nice music.
She's very good, yes.
David Byrne at the Benedum, September 16th. Anybody?
Is that David
Talking
Byrne?
Heads.
Is that a comedy act?
No, he's a singer for the Talking
Byrne,
Heads.
Steve Byrne is the comedian.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of, yeah. No.
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 Marilyn Manson.
No.
No?
No.
Limits?
I've heard of Marilyn Manson. Don't ask me to name what song it is, but
that's,
no.
It's all weird to me, so my
Jessica
answer is no.
Simpson? She's a singer? I thought she was an actress, Bob.
She was married to Tony Romo once, wasn't she?
Is it the same person?
Well,
she's at Stage AE. What does she do?
Sing. I
Limits? Does she sing?
Yeah, like she was a singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a verified artist.
Was she married
Spotify?
To Tony Romo once? I think she was.
I don't know. You should know. You go out to dinner with Romo and Nance every time
they
come to town.
But I never bring up past marital failures, and I don't, you know, that'd be the last thing I'm going to do.
She hasn't had an album since Happy Christmas in 2009.
But can you confirm that she married Tony Romo at one point? Can you confirm that?
Confirm that if you would. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Bob, August 8th at Iron City Stage.
I'm going to surprise you and say yes on this
one. I'll do that one. Let's mark that one down. The Doobie Brothers with the Coral Reefer Band.
Yes.
Everybody in on that?
I'll go to that.
Oh, all right. Blackwater, keep on rolling. There's a super moon. Won't you keep on?
We got to do that.
Simpson and Tony Romo dated in the late 2000s for a year and a half. Their relationship was scrutinized, according to the internet, with football fans blaming Simpson for Romo's performance on the field.
And her singing went downhill based on Tony Romo being part of, yeah, who
apparently,
knows why.
They tanked each other's careers, Bob.
How about Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
I'll say yes on that one.
Yeah, Palace Theater, I think, in Greensburg.
You love that group, Joe.
Yeah, I would go there in a second. You want to go there, Limits?
I would go to make you happy.
Circle these ones. Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Timber Rock Amphitheater, Bob. Yes?
Say what again?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
You know, he's put on some weight. I saw some video of him. Not that that's, you know, affects his singing, but...
It may.
No, it may not. I used to love Casey and the Sunshine Band. I may go to that, yeah.
Ace Frehley and the Ringleader. Ace Frehley's coming to Jurgles. He used to be the lead singer for Kiss. Was he? Or the lead guitarist? I don't know who he is. Ace Frehley.
I know the name.
Kiss.
I don't remember. Yeah.
You think Ron will be at Jurgles that night with free food and beer?
If he is, he's not going to tell us. Because he hasn't told us when he comes to town. He should tell us.
The Little River Band at the Palace Theater. Absolutely. How many of the originals are still alive?
I don't listen to any of these people, Bob. The concerts that I would have went to are like George Strait when he was here.
Cool Change. Is that they sing that, right?
Post Malone. I wanted to go to the Post Malone concert.
Is the lead singer still alive? That sang Cool Change?
Again, you're asking me. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm going to take my wife there. Yeah, July.
The only thing I'll say about some of these, and I really do like Post Malone, and I like
Jelly Roll.
Jelly
he
Roll.
Sucks,
Jelly,
Bob.
No,
but
what I don't
saw
here's
Jelly
what
Roll
I don't
at the
like.
McAfee event.
The use of the F word on every other word when it gets to the point where it drives me nuts.
Who does
they
it?
They all do it.
A lot of singers do. A lot of rappers, especially.
I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of that word.
How about
being
Frankie Avalon at the Palace Theater on June 29th?
Frankie, I still remember Grease. Was it Grease he was in a singing song?
That was John Travolta.
No.
What?
It was, I think it was Frankie Avalon in Beauty school dropout, no graduation date for you.
That's great, Bob. That's not Grease. Texter, you guys have had a more recent Christmas album than Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, I can't get over that one. I don't mean to sound morbid.
Find out now, am I just dreaming this? Frankie Avalon was in...
Can you look that up, Limits? Frankie Avalon in Grease?
Texter, yeah. I never thought the two old Muppets in the balcony did sports talk radio until I heard these two talk about Pittsburgh concerts.
Bob, I don't mean to be morbid or mean, but when Larry Richard told me that Frankie Avalon was on his show last week when the famous Pittsburgh musician passed away, if you had told me that Frankie Avalon passed away in 1984, I would have said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I can't believe, and I'm happy for this, I can't believe he's still alive.
He's 84.
He's 84, still doing it. That's great for him. A lot of these, you know, I just saw George Strait over there at Acrisure Stadium at 73. He can still do it. And these guys are all, we've seen Rolling Stones. Those guys are out there still performing.
How about the Disco Biscuits, Bob? That's Stage AE on June 27th.
I never heard of them.
Limits, have you heard of them?
No.
The Disco Biscuits?
No.
I'd like to see them. Anyway, Bob, I mentioned the Steelers' defense. Get this. And this might make you angry out there. They still have by far the highest paid defense out there at $178 million. That's 26 more million than the next highest paid, which is the Giants at 152. Are they getting a bang for their buck here? I don't think they are.
No, I would say no.
My God. $178 million. It's the highest paid defense in the league, Limits. In the league.
And it's been that way for the last 4 years, guys. Like, they continually put more and more money on the defensive side of the ball.
That's one thing you'll never – well, you can't accuse them for not putting money into their team. They do it all the time.
Well,
but
no.
The question is, you have so many high-end players, then you still need the defense – you need the depth guys to complement it when necessary, and sometimes they don't have enough of those guys.
Well, nobody's denying that they put money into the team. Nobody is denying that at all.
Well, I've heard people call here and say it's similar to the Pirates. I said it's not even close.
What's similar to the Pirates?
Spending habits.
For who?
You've not taken calls on this topic?
Well, I think
– Pirate spending habits are similar to who?
The Steelers not spending enough on certain positions. You
what?
Can argue that. What you can't argue is...
No, you can't argue that.
You can't.
About certain positions. In other words, they're putting a lot in their defense, not as much in their offense, whatever the case, but they still spend it.
The Steelers spent... Listen, for all the criticisms that I'd be willing to levy on the Steelers, they do exist to win, and I do give them credit for that.
That's what they're trying to do this year.
They try to win every single year.
Right, and this year is no exception. That's
and
why they
spend
brought in Rodgers.
Every single year. And they go out and sign a guy like DK Metcalf to a probably too big of a contract, but that's better than too small
exactly.
of a one and not getting a guy.
That's my counter to when people say they don't spend enough on their offense. I say they just did. And they've gotten, you know, they haven't paid quarterback money over the last several years. They haven't had to, but they've put it into their play. And, you know, they're similar to me in how they operate like the Ravens do. They're both trying to win, and they're doing what they can to bring in team or players that can help them win.
Well, I think what the conversation is there, and members of the media have even asked Tomlin and Omar Khan about this, is the size of the coaching staff. I think that's where some fans kind of point the finger there. Like,
well, because
there
is no limit
to it. That's where the Steelers skimp is on things outside, but I don't care about that, really. I care about players.
It's players, and they always do find, and by the way, I'm right, Frankie Avalon did sing Beauty School Dropout in Grease.
I'm sorry,
in 1992.
Bob. How about Chicago? You want to go see them at the UPMC Event
Center?
Yeah,
Chicago's really good.
Give me one of their songs. Anyone, sing it. The Night Chicago Died. I mean, they didn't sing that.
They were at Pat Hampson's Celebrity Care Fest.
I hope themselves dying
really
is not a part
group.
Of it. What about Boston? Is Boston coming to town? They sing more.
The Bruins are. More. Bob, sing a Chicago song. Give me one.
I'm not good at lyrics with... I have to have the lyrics in front of me before I could sing it.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you just
do.
Belted out a couple songs by that other guy.
I remember those. For some reason, they're ingrained into my head. I don't know why.
Saturday in the Park?
Saturday
in the Park. Just like it was the 4th of July.
Oh,
Saturday, Limits knows that one.
Let's go to the park.
Yeah, that.
I don't know.
That was good.
That
Bob.
Was great.
I wouldn't go that far, but it was good. Will you still love me? You know that one?
I don't know the lyrics to it, though.
All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.